Well, we're going to introduce you to the play called Antigone. I don't know if you know much about the story. I actually don't. And I'm glad we have Jenny Malarkey here. She plays the character of Mani. She's representing Prime Stage Theater. And good morning. How
good
are you?
Good morning. Fine, thanks. How are you doing?
I'm fine. And tell me a little bit about the play.
Well, the play takes place in Thebes, in Greece, Greek time. And it's the story of Antigone, whose brother... Both brothers actually have recently been killed in a battle against the throne. They've been trying to claim the throne of the city. The king now of Thebes, Creon, has declared that only one brother will get burial rights because he believes only one was fighting for the good of the city while the other is more of a traitor. And Antigone, both being her brothers, feels that both deserve equal burial rights and then is off on this quest to get and bury her brother that is now considered a traitor.
There's a lot of conflict.
There is.
Then. Now, I think there's a movie, right? Maybe not.
I'm not sure.
I was thinking the play had been made into a movie. I'll check on that.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Would you recommend the play for certain age groups?
I believe... All age groups, I think. There are some darker themes that are dominant in it, of course, with the battle and the death of the brothers. But other than that, the other themes of family and community tend to shine through and I think are great for most general audiences.
Do you think there's a message overall to the play?
Well, through my characters, Mani the sister, I feel that the power of wisdom and the power of truth is a really dominant theme, and not only that power, but what we do with that truth and our actions and how those actions speak to others.
I checked, and this film goes way back to 1961.
Oh, wow. So there is, I had no idea.
There is a film, and I think it was, there's some clips on YouTube, in fact, and I think if I look at it real quickly here, it looks like it was actually filmed in Greece and a film produced there.
Yeah.
Well, you've got a bit of a monologue you can share with us from the play?
I do. This is the monologue of Antigone, and it is after she has been arrested for trying to bury her brother, give her brother the rights of the dead. And this is when she is alone in the walled tomb that her uncle puts her in.
This is Jenny Malarkey.
O tomb, my bridal bed, my home, my prison, my everlasting watch, where I must go to be with my own dear ones. I am the last and the most accursed, for I go down before my destined times run out, but still I go. I hold strong hopes that I will arrive as one loved by my father, loved by you, mother, loved dear brother, for when you died, I washed and laid out your bodies properly with my own hands. Polynices, sweet Polynices, you know the price I paid because I laid your body out. This is my reward. Nevertheless, I honored you without fear. The decent, those with clear thoughts will admit that I did well to honor you. I would never have assumed this burden, defying the citizens, if a child of mine had died or its father. I would not have broken the state's decree. Oh, what makes me think this way? If a husband had died, I might find another, but no more brothers could be born. And I made an oath to you. That is why I risked my life for you, dear Polynices. My own dear brother, Creon, our uncle, judges me a criminal, guilty of dreadful outrage. My dear brother, he calls me wrong, arrogant. And now he leads me off, captive in his hands. Now I will know no marriage bed, hear no bridal song, take no husband in my arms, nor hold a baby to my heart. Deserted by those close to me, and destined for ill, I descend alive to the caverns of the dead dug deep underground. What law of the mighty gods have I broken? I have done no wrong. Oh, why look to the heavens anymore? Whom to call to fight as my ally? They care nothing for me. I followed the laws of the gods, and I am condemned for ungodliness. If gods believe this sentence just, I will learn the truth in death. Oh, but if this man is the guilty one, may his punishment equal mine.
Jenny Malarkey, with a monologue from Antigone. I didn't get a chance to ask you much about yourself. Are you from Pittsburgh originally?
Yeah, I am originally from the South Hills of Pittsburgh, and I actually went to school at Wake Forest University, which is in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. So I'm now back home after graduating last year and acting in the Pittsburgh area.
Well, that's terrific. And the play opens coming up this coming Friday, May 13th,
yep.
It will be at the new Hazlett Theater Friday and Saturday at 8 o'clock, and then Sunday at 2, and then that'll be two weekends in a row, Friday and Saturday, 8 o'clock, and Sundays at 2:30, actually, I think
yes,
I said
2:30.
2. Mm-hmm. And if you would like more information, you can go to primestage.com. And it was a pleasure to have you here today.
Thank you for having me.
And again, primestage.com is where you can get additional details. Another actor from the play here as well. And could you tell me your name?
Megan Regal.
Megan, it's nice to have you here. And you're also a part of Antigone. And I had asked Jenny a little bit earlier about the message or what you think the key takeaway is from the play. Do you have a sense of that for you?
I would say, I actually have it, that the show is about fate, honor, your heritage, and community.
Ah, and you, she was going through a lot of papers to give you that. That is your own work, though, I can tell by looking at it.
This is my own work. I'm not only just the actor, I'm also a directing part of the show, along with Wayne Brenda. So.
Well, good luck with that. Where are you from originally?
Franklin, Pennsylvania.
Oh, great. Well, we've had a lot of listeners listening on our affiliate in Clarion and in Grove City, which covers Franklin well. And I wish you the best with the play opening up this week.
Thank you.
Friday the 13th. Good luck. Antigone, primestage.com for additional information.